If you want, feel free to listen in. I'll be talking with you in just a little bit, okay? So don't doze off, don't leave. I'll be right back with you. But Wyatt's going to get squirmy now because Wyatt's being, he's getting ready to sleep. He's really fighting being awake. That's all right. Wyatt, you're going to hear in just a little bit that you are baptized in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit, God's claim on you. And then you're going to hear these words, "Let your light so shine." Yep, that's right. "Let your light so shine before others that they may see your good works and glorify our Father in heaven." So shine, Wyatt. Shine. And for the rest of you, I want you to know that Wyatt already knows this. Okay? Wyatt already knows this. Especially in these front rows, you guys know that Wyatt's already shined. I saw Wyatt shine earlier this week when Wyatt came for a visit. And we were in a room, and Wyatt was in his little chair right here, in his little chair, and he looked up at me, and he smiled. You guys know this smile. I got to know that smile for the first time then, and it's still shining inside me. So Wyatt's shining. Wyatt's shining already, that gift of the Holy Spirit that is in him. He doesn't understand it. None of us does. And for us to try to explain it, like maybe some of those people at that first Pentecost were saying, you know, Wyatt must be drunk. I can assure you that Wyatt's not drunk. But Wyatt is full of the Holy Spirit. And when you become full of the Holy Spirit, something happens. People notice. And it might be through a smile, that simplest of things, but it leaves a mark on you. That's the Holy Spirit. Something happens when the Holy Spirit shows up. Just like in that first Pentecost, we're told that there was a sound like of a rushing wind, and it caught people's attention. It caught people in all of Jerusalem. It caught their attention. And so when the Spirit shows up, it catches your attention. You may not understand what it is, but it catches your attention, and it fills you with a curiosity. It fills you with life. It fills you with hope. It fills you with possibility. It fills you with love. It fills you with God's presence, and you're not the same after that happens. You're just not the same. You're changed. And that's what happened with these apostles when the Spirit came on them, and with the sound of a rushing wind and with fire. Whenever you put wind and fire together, things not always good happen. But when it's the Spirit, it's life-changing. And so the Spirit shows up and people notice. And these apostles, when the Spirit showed up, they started speaking in a whole bunch of different languages. How many of you know multiple languages? Okay, there are some people going, because they're going to say, "Please don't make me talk. Please, I'm not going to make you talk." Okay? Well, when the Spirit showed up on that first Pentecost, the disciples started speaking in the languages of the known world, all the known world at that time. Well, that was pretty remarkable. They were speaking in languages that they hadn't spoken before. And when this sound of the rushing wind and the Spirit showed up, catches the attention of the town, and people start showing up. They show up and they see these Galileans speaking in all these different languages. And somebody in that group is speaking the language that you know. So I want you to imagine. I want you to imagine to be in a building, and there's 100 different languages being spoken, okay? 100 of them. How many of you know 100 different languages? Now, I want to see somebody boldly put their hand up because I barely know one. But there are people speaking in all these different languages, all the known world at the time, and you show up and one of them is speaking your language, your native language. Do you think that might catch your attention? In this group, you got all these different languages going on, all these different languages being spoken, and you hear the one that speaks directly to you, and you understand it. And that's what the apostles are doing. That's what the Spirit does. It equips you to connect with others. And so that's what happens. And they're going, oh my gosh, what? This is weird. And you have to explain it, right? That's what we're supposed to do. We've got to explain. There's got to be a reason for this, right? There's got to be a reason. They didn't come up with a reason, because it's hard to come up with a reason why these people would be speaking all these different languages, and one of them I understand. How has that happened? There's got to be a reason. So the only reason they come up with is they got to be drunk. Well, they're not. And the other thing that the gift of the Holy Spirit does is it empowers you to do things that you didn't think that you might be able to do before. Like speak these different languages. And I want to lift up Peter right now. Because Peter is there. Now, I want you to remember what's been going on with Peter in this kind of the storyline of Peter from the Gospel of Luke to Acts. The same writer. The last time we saw Peter in the Gospel of Luke, Luke is outside in the courtyard while Jesus is on trial, and Peter is denying that he even knows who Jesus is. No, I don't know that guy. And Peter can probably hardly even believe that he's saying this, because he is one that said, I will go with you, Jesus. I will go with you even to death. I'm ready to step up. And he meant it. And now he's standing out in the courtyard while Jesus is on trial. And he said, I don't know him. And so the next time we hear from Peter is in the book of Acts. And first we hear him when the disciples, the apostles, got together, and now they needed to find another disciple after Judas was gone. And so Peter is there, and he speaks there just so that they can get another one chosen. Then the next thing you know is he is at this moment that we're in today. The same one that denied Jesus is now standing up while people are going, these people are nuts. They're crazy. What's going on? And he steps up. He finds the courage. He finds the faith. He finds what is given to him. And he steps up and says, no, these people aren't crazy. This is what God is doing. This is what God said that God was going to do. And this is what God is doing. So when the Spirit gets a hold of you, you find yourself doing things that you might find yourself going, I can't believe I'm doing this, but here I go. And it changes you. And it gives you opportunities to shine. Now he's resting. That's good. It gives you opportunities to shine. Just like at your baptisms. There's a good chance that your baptisms, those words were spoken. Remember that you are baptized by God in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. You are God's child. Now, I want you to know that at Thursday morning Bible study, we have, there's a lady there that participates, Marilyn, and she talked about, as a childhood memory, she talked about when she was a little girl, her mom would say to us kids, now you're a child of God. Now act like it. I love that. She said, somehow it left an impression on me. She said, it was the tone of voice. And I said, was it the tone of voice? Oh, yeah, and the face. She said, it was the face that came with it. We are children of God. That's a remarkable thing. Children of God, let your light shine. Not children of God, now that you have that identity, keep it all to yourself. Don't risk anything. Don't risk being weird. Don't risk saying things that out of love that you're going, I probably should just keep my mouth shut. Nope. Let your light shine. Not for your sake, but for God's sake. Shine so that people will notice just like those apostles. Shine so people will notice and give glory to our Father in heaven. Shine. Holy Shepherd, shine. You are gifted with the Holy Spirit. You are gifted with the Holy Spirit to stand up and shine for God's sake. Not for Holy Shepherd's sake, but for God's sake. Shine. Because when we shine, people notice. Why do I know that? Because this little one up here shined, and I noticed, and I'm remembering it today. That's what the Spirit does. So this is the day that we celebrate God's claim on us and Wyatt, saying, you're mine, you're a child of God. And then we get to act like it. We get to act like it. We get to shine. Not in fear, because look at Peter. He could have crouched down in fear the last time he spoke in such a large group. He was denying Jesus. He could have just crouched down and said, man, I don't want people to notice me ever again. I made such a fool of myself. I am so embarrassed. I would rather not have said it, but I have. I'd rather be up here and nobody notice me again. But not Peter, because the Spirit showed up. And it brought him back and said, you know what? I'm going to shine now. And I have a feeling he said these words with great conviction. I have a feeling Peter was not timid. I believe Peter got with the Spirit holding on to him and working through him, put breath into his lungs and said, people, I want you to know this is what God is doing. You've come here and you've noticed something that God is doing. This is not about Peter. This is about God. This is not about Holy Shepherd. This is about God. This is not about Wyatt. It's about God claiming all of us. And that's why we celebrate today. That's why we celebrate. So, children of God, I hear the voice. Now act like it. Children of God, you are gifted with the Holy Spirit. You may not know what that's going to mean for you yet, but shine. Don't fall back into intimidity. No, that's not the word. Don't fall back afraid. Step up. Be bold. And shine for God's sake. And if you wonder what that looks like, take a look at this face when you get a chance. Doesn't know that he's doing it. He's just doing it. Now, as I look to Mom and Dad, I have a feeling he's not always shining, is he? Yeah, no, I understand it. None of us do. But there are moments. There are moments. And your moment is now too. All of us together, children of God, may we shine, because the Holy Spirit is here with us today. Amen.